2.
Peace.
Hello and welcome to episode 79 of Two Piece Starts Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We're going to talk a little bit about the comic this week, give you guys a little inside info, and we hope you enjoy the show today.
Oh, yes. We hope you enjoy the show at least as much as you enjoyed the comic.
I would hope at least a little more, but...
I'm setting the bar low because I think the problem is we've set the bar too high with our comics for a while.
Here's the thing. I'm a very optimistic person. So, in my opinion, this week's comic was a blessing for us. And I'll tell you why. Because we didn't have everyone bowing down to us again, you know? We actually had people like, hey, you know what? This comic pretty much sucked and I hated it. Like, I'm thankful there are people with brains. Now, this isn't to say that people who like the comic don't have brains. What I'm saying is...
Not everybody that goes to our site is just going to like everything we put out there. And that,
exactly.
And that is kind of nice because... Well, no, every week I send you a comic from this other site. And, you know, every other week or so. And I'm like, really? And you look at it and you're like, yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand where the funny is. And we look at the comments and... Never is there a negative thing said about it. There's never like a...
That's a good
wait,
point.
What's,
yeah,
what's funny about it? They're just like, oh, I just love this person or whatever. I'm like...
Right.
So I could just draw a person every week and we'd be good to go. I mean, come on. So yeah, right. It is kind of nice to know that, you know, people let us know when they don't like it. And, you know, it's not like you said where they're just like, I hated this and it sucked and go home or anything. It was nice. It's like, you know, this just didn't do it for me. Puns don't do it for me. You could have done something more with it.
Yeah, people started analyzing what was wrong about it.
Constructive.
And that's the thing. And that's what's important about us, too, I think, is that we don't say, like, well, you guys are idiots. Like, it's hilarious, and you guys should all love it. You know,
yeah,
instead
exactly.
of, like, yeah, they have a point, you know? Like, because we don't know how these comics are going to bounce off of everyone all the time. And so when we see it bounce poorly, it's like, you know, they got a point here. This isn't very effective. And I guess I'd like to go into that a little bit. Why don't you explain what this joke came from? Because this... Yeah, why don't you just lay into it a little bit?
Well, I mean, there was a lot of... The last couple weeks, you really wanted to do a Mega Man comic, and you had a...
What? When? Why did I say that?
Well, for the last couple weeks, you said...
What?
You mentioned... Remember the idea you mentioned about a Mega Man comic?
Oh, right. I wanted to do that Mega Man comic.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, yeah.
I wanted to do
so
that specific one.
We started with that, and it was a great start, and we never had, like, a full comic we could think about it. So that was put off.
It'll still be used at some point, people. It's great.
It is. I believe that that'll happen eventually, but it just wasn't... We don't want to ruin a good idea with something half-hearted. So, I was still trying to think through some Mega Man stuff, and nothing real great, and I had a couple ideas for a Lace comic, and, you know, it was kind of like, and I was like, well, I did have this one idea for a Mega Man comic, and I wasn't even going to really tell you it, but you're like, oh, yeah, sure, well, you know, what is it?
Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it. And so
that was problem one, is I allowed you to reach into the depths of what you weren't willing to tell
me.
That's problem
and
number
I
one.
I should have just been like, no, I wasn't
and
really...
And for reference, the Lace comic you were talking about I thought was really funny, but it was too soon to do it. I felt there needed to be some other comics about Lace before we got to that
one. I think maybe if I had, like, written down a final idea, it may have happened, but I kind of briefly described it, and you're like, well, what else do you have? And I was like, well, there's this other thing, and... And so we went with that.
There's this one where this character smokes a blunt, and then someone else poops, and...
So,
by the way, I was at the store picking out a birthday card. I couldn't believe how many horrible cards there were. Like, there were so many cards about farting and pooping. And I'm like, for birthday? Really?
That's what's funny in life, right?
I guess I'm missing something about life, then.
The idea I presented was there's, like, a long line at the bank or something. And, you know, Mega Man and Cutman, you know, walks up to the line and kind of cuts in front of Mega Man or somebody there, you know, and they say, hey, no cutting. So generally, the idea that what you see is what was there.
So immediately, my mind jumps to, that's too obvious. We need to make it more subtle. We need to have him say something else instead, like, back of the line. you know? And then make people kind of like, what? What's so... Oh, Cut... I get it. Cut Man. And... But so then I started working on the comic, and that's where things really derailed from there. Because my mind started thinking a little literally about this, where I have all these bosses lined up, and Mega Man was telling Cut Man back in the line. And I'm like, but why would they be at the bank, though? You know? I'm like, really, I don't have any sprites to represent the bank. I guess I could make something, but, like, if all the robots were together, wouldn't they want to kill Mega Man? You know? So I'm like, Mega Man doesn't belong here. I'm like, it's weird having Mega Man in here as, like, the one good person telling Cut Man to beat it. So I'm like, maybe it should just all be robot masters. Right. And maybe they're all getting in line to be teleported to their stations, you know?
The problem with that was I don't think a single person mentioned...
Ever understood that.
Understood the teleportation thing, unfortunately, which... Or maybe some people got it, and they just didn't say anything about it. But a bunch of people are like, "Well, what are they in line for? What are they doing?"
And that's back to my humor of I don't want to be too specific about anything because the joke is not that they're going to their boss places, you know. So I don't want to have a big sign like "This way to the boss room" or something.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, and then my mind started messing up a little bit because I'm like, I want multiple characters from multiple games, but maybe they should be in order of the games they appeared, you know? So, like, the Mega Man 9 stuff's at the back or something, but I'm like, nah, I'll just mix them all up, which I think doesn't help the comic. Because having them mixed up and also going to the boss room, I think having Proto Man there in general was maybe a bad move. But, yeah, so then it became like, I just had that one panel, and I'm like, I'm just going to make this cutesy, just very... pixelated art, very small, and that way it's just all encapsulating that one little thing to get that little pun joke across. But since I didn't have any action of Cutman actually sneaking into the line, having him say, hey, back of the line, doesn't make any sense anymore. So I'm like, he has to make it obvious with Tim's, hey, no cutting. I'm like, alright, I'll use it.
I liked how tiny it was because of the clarity that it brings to, like, all the characters, the resolution's, like, right. But it was also so small that you couldn't see the fun things that you did with them. And it also seemed like you're seeing so much at once. You're like, you read the line, and then you're like, oh, I guess they're in line for something. And I wasn't sure if that was going to be really clear, you know? Right. I felt like they needed to be bigger was the main issue.
Yeah, you know, eventually I'm like, no, I'm going to stick with the small style. And so when I sent it to you, and you're like, maybe if we made the panels bigger, I'm like, you know, I was kind of thinking that too. Like, maybe we should do that then. So that's when I did the three-panel thing, which took me a little longer to put together. And that's when I think it fell off the rails. Like many commenters said, you're adding a time element, so it's like building to something. And it's not clear what's happening for the first two panels until the third one anyways. So then when you get to the third build and it's like, hey, no cutting, it's like, oh, is that it? And so therefore, the smaller comic would have worked better. But I guess this is just one of those examples where, like many of our comics, we'll start with something like, you know what, that's funny, I like that. Let's work with that. Like, I'll do it and see how it ends up. And oftentimes, it'll end up even better than how we first imagined it, because my mind will narrow down things and make it funnier in the end. But with this one, it's like, in the process of narrowing it down, it's like, you know what? This just isn't cutting it. Cutting. And so I'm like, this just isn't doing it. And so when we released the comic and people didn't really like it, it's like, dang it. Ah, another Mario steroids on our hand. Except Mario steroids we thought was really funny. So
yeah. Well, and I think maybe this would have been a good start to a better idea, like some people were saying. Like, you started to throw stuff. If we had another day, maybe. Like, what you sent me,
if
I was like,
didn't start
I really
so
like,
late.
Yeah, I really like what you did with Gemini Man. I think maybe there could have been, like, interaction between the characters. Like, maybe Fireman and Woodman would be next to each other, and Woodman's, like, a freaked out because of the fire, and, you know, different
stuff
like that.
There could
be
lots of little jokes. Because I think his name's Flame Man from the first game. I have him looking like he's talking on a cell phone, but no one's gonna get that, you know?
Right,
and so there's some details that get lost in the shuffle. And so I try to make them all, like, very unhappy to be in line, like, unhappy to be waiting. But many of them were just, like, how they normally look anyways. They're angry bosses, so that's kind of lost in it.
There could have been a better purpose or a clear understanding of what
reason
they were
for
doing.
Why
like,
in line. Yes, yep.
Maybe they're getting
so
paid by Dr. Wily or something. You know, something more interesting.
With how poorly I did the comic, it works better in a small panel.
Mm-hmm.
But if we were to actually be more robust with it and make it actually work as a bigger joke, then the panel style that we use would have been more effective. So we mixed the two incorrectly, and it became a disaster in a sense. and I'm willing to admit that it didn't come out as well as we were hoping.
You know,
and we're both to blame. More Tim, but I'll take a little bit of the blame.
Well, thank you. That's, I appreciate that. No, and the thing is,
and you're like, I blame it on Sarah's pregnancy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, all right. Never mind. It's my fault.
I honestly don't mind. You know, there's been comics in the past that I like fell in love with, and they were more disappointing because people just didn't love them as much as I did, and that was really a bummer. And this, it doesn't affect me so much. I'm like, yeah, it wasn't our best, but you know, it's still.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, this is our 118th comic. It's like, we're gonna do some slip ups now and then. Actually, one thing I've been meaning to do is have us make the worst comic ever to test our readers and see what they do. You know, see if they say good things about it.
And then we're like you are
banned. And weed
from
out
the
those
site.
People. So maybe this one was kind of it on accident, you know?
Right. Well, and here's the thing is, I mean, like I said, we're kind of used to a lot of positive comments. And so any kind of negative pattern in the comments seems like everyone hated it. And I don't even think that's necessarily true. Like, I read some of the comments and they're actually like, oh, that was pretty funny. Not your best, but, you know, like, people still sort of liked it.
They still
kind of
get it. Yeah, yeah.
It was oh, boy, that was, wow, that was dumb. And it was supposed to be kind of dumb, you know? So it's like, I'm okay with that. A lot of the comments just took the one pun and made a pun out of, like, everything.
Yes.
Their whole thing. That was a lot of fun. But it makes me think that to redeem ourselves and really just really go for it on this comic, we ought to make every single boss have a line.
Say a pun.
And they say something. Like, Woodman's like, would you hurry up? Or, you know,
oh, goodness gracious, no. Oh, that's the worst.
I'm going to fire you. You know. I mean,
see, now I feel like I'm in the line for birthday cards again. You know, like I'm reading through these again, like, oh, like 100 versions of Mega Man cards, like all like I choose you sort of thing from Train Man or whatever.
Well, that's
it
what
is.
We need our Valentine's cards next year are just going to be full pun, all puns. But, yeah.
Well, for every comic comes great comments, and this week was no different. My suggestion box actually goes to two people. Because this is an example of something I do that I'm like, no one's going to notice that. And then they do, and it blows my mind every week. Bad Nick Hunter said, you know, is it just me, or does the first Gemini Man look darker blue than the second one? And CK Cheese Boy goes, I used the dropper in GIMP, and they had different color values, so yeah, they're different. And I'm like, holy crap, you guys! Like, what I did was I made the second one in the back of the line, I think like a 95% transparency on him instead of 100. Just to make him a slight, just a touch different than the one in the front, because I think they're the same in the game, but I like the idea of one being the clone, so he's just off just slightly, and someone noticed that the colors were just barely different because of it, so... Wow, there you go. Thanks, guys. I'm really going to have to start putting in some crazy Easter eggs no one's ever going to find.
Yeah, please do. I guess CK Cheese Boy started the puns in the comments, but Ryman gave a ridiculously long one with pretty much every Mega Man character from the first three games. And
I think so, yeah.
It's a little bit of a pun overload, but go ahead and read comment 7 if you feel like it and you want to... catch all those puns, so thank you, Ryan.
We'll see him overdue the birthday card stuff, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, also, Worm seemed pretty bitter that I didn't have a signature on this comic.
Yeah, very much
so. And also bitter about other comics I have not yet put signatures on. And really, I'm kind of a stickler about my own signature, because I don't want to put it on something that doesn't feel like it's mine. I guess that's why I have problems with, like I could never get into photography much, because I'm like, I'm taking pictures of things that are actually there. You know, I didn't make this. I'm just taking the picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
So really, what did I have to do with any of this? And people have explained it, and I kind of understand it more. But just on a personal level, it's like, I don't feel comfortable putting my signature on, like, a sprite comic. Even though I can arrange all the sprites and do some vector work for it or whatever. But it's like, it's not mine. Like, I don't feel like I own it or that it's, like, great enough that it's like, oh, look at this beautiful piece of art. Copyright, Ray Hargraves. You know, it's not me. Tim, rescue me. You do it.
Some people are dead, and they need to rise from their graves.
Which brings us to our segment, Rise from Your Grave.
Rise from Your Grave.
Many 2P Start fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their faces by reading our comics, but never leaving a single comment.
Good for them.
So when one finds... Screw you. So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute you. Our only Grave Riser this week was Imbalance, who said, "Badoots. Yay for overcoming laziness and rising from my grave. I don't think I could refrain from posting any longer. I cringed every time Tim said, 'How dare they?' I've actually been listening and reading since about episode 22 of the podcast. If you remember, I answered the trivia for you on that one. Anyway, that pun was, interesting. Keep making the comics, guys. They're awesome. Thank you, Imbalance."
Thank you very much.
Well, it's time for Ricka Ricka Remix. This segment I dish out a video game remix favorite of mine, who it's by and where you can grab it. This week, it's a remix of the Oil Ocean theme from Sonic the Hedgehog 2 on the Genesis. It's done by the artist Planet Skill and is titled Oil Ocean WT40 Mix. Take a quick listen. And if you'd like to add it to your music collection, I've got a link up right now for those of you listening to the M4A version of the podcast, and also on the page that this podcast was posted on 2pstart.com, so you can head back there for the link necessary. Otherwise, you can just head on over to ocremix.org and track it down yourself anyways. Which will move us to the darkest segment of our program, the dreaded Black Doom Award. Really, lay off the cigars. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. E-10,000. I mean, Black Doom. And unfortunately, I don't really have a Black Doom this week.
Your whole week was a Black Doom because of all the comments.
Yeah, it really was. That was the sad... Really, the only thing I can bring up is that Myst was ported onto the iPhone. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I heard it was really good, though.
Yeah, my only quarrel with it is that the application is 700 megabytes.
Yeah, what is that? I won't buy it because I don't have any room.
Right. Yeah, that's something they need to be thinking about.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, really, could they not downgrade it anymore? Maybe if you have to have all those pictures be super high quality and all the music and the video that's in it, then I could see it being a big project, but, like, 700 megabytes, you might want to rethink that one, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how. I mean, maybe give people an option. Do you want the low res version of the game or something?
Cause yeah.
That is a heck of a lot. I literally don't have enough room on my iPod Touch for that. And I mean, that's about a tenth of the space that you start with on one application. Not to mention.
So anyway, it's not really worth getting into, but something to note. So yeah. Tim, what's your Black Doom?
Well, it seems like this is a pretty easy target, and I don't plan on doing this every week, but our good friends at the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals
are
at it again. Yes, that's right. PETA is going after Take-Two and the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus for making a circus-themed game.
Oh, no.
I mean, how dare they? How dare they make a game with animals in it? But here's their issue. They believe that Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus has a long history of abusing and neglecting animals, and therefore, by making a game based on that company's circus, you're just furthering the abuse and neglect of animals. So here's what they say. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus is looking to take its cruelty to animals virtual. It is teaming up with Take-Two Interactive Software to create a circus-themed Wii game. We've told Take-Two about Ringling Brothers' real-life, lengthy history of animal abuse and neglect, and shown it undercover video footage of a standard industry training session in which animal handlers used electric prods and bull hooks to gouge elephants in the most sensitive parts of their bodies. And they don't tell us what part of that body that is. I would like to see the video myself so I know
where
they're
sticking the elephants. We need to just find articles and read them poorly. You know, read them really sinister, like, Jill bought 2 peaches at the store today, and she enjoyed it.
Unless part of the game is stuffing elephants into poorly ventilated boxcars, I think we're safe with the Wii game, right? I mean, it's a kid's game. You're not using the Wii remote as an electric prod, right?
You're using it as a whip, right? An electric whip.
Whip the elephant 30 times to get it to perform. Yeah, I don't think that's part of the game.
Upgrade to the baseball bat.
The circus, I think, only probably gives kids like an appreciation for animals, don't you think? I mean, are kids going to grow up and say, yeah, I want to beat up elephants because I went to the circus? I just feel like they're going down a list of like video game releases and seeing what they might have a problem with and then go for it. Doesn't it seem like that? Like Cooking
Mama? Go
off
the checklist.
Really? You're going to go off to Cooking Mama for
that
cooking
poor crab.
Chickens? Like, come on.
And I guess we'd like to wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. I get to trade off every other week with our listener suggestions, so you guys can enjoy my choice of Enter Your Name from Fighters Mega Mix on the Sega Saturn. And really, this theme comes from an earlier Sega game, but we'll leave it at that. So that will do it for this edition of 2P Start Live. Thanks for putting up with us this week with the comic and even the podcast. It's
we'll
a
do
little
better,
dry.
We promise.
We're going to move on upwards and onward. So join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better and easily such. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
The ground is gray. Graves are placed on them. Oh, let me try again. The ground is gray. People rest underneath the ground. I'm horrible at this.
Wow.
Some people don't comment for a long time, which is why we have the song from Fighters Mega Mix. I'm sorry. Let me try this again.
You,
this is insane.
You always have a trouble towards the end of the podcast.
Do I really? It's when the beer kicks in, I think.
Yes.
Yes, all 6 cans. I guess.